It has been almost 3 years since Larry Fox, veteran, RCL Branch No. 80 member and Midland boy, died on June 9, 2019 at 83. Born September 5, 1935, Larry grew up on Noreen Street. This was back in the day when Alvin Steer's gas station, Madame Madova's and the Parkside stretched along Young Street by Little Lake. Everything west of the Hartman and McCullough Farms and Ingram Sugarbush was forest and field in those days. In 1949, Larry liked to practice shooting his .22 caliber, picking off targets from ever greater distances. Robert Popple wrote a book on Larry's later exploits entitled Cold War Warrior, and I recommend it as a mixture of rousing spy story and boy's own adventure. Major General Lewis Mackenzie wrote the introduction. We follow Larry through Eastern Europe, engaging with the Russians as apparently an espionage courier for Britain's SIS. A long way from Ingram Sugarbush and his .22 calories. Midland boys have a penchant for getting into trouble, and Larry was no exception. He got recruited out of the army by a handler. Do we really know if Mother was Maurice Oldfield of MI6, we ask ourselves? This was the Cold War and, after the division of Germany, the borders were redrawn. All this work was clandestine. The truth is surrounded by a bodyguard of lies, is the quote. It can be applied at any juncture, whether the propaganda from the Russians, or any operation Larry may or may not have been involved with. We just do not know what the truth was, is or will be. One thing for sure, Larry was a lovely man, imbued with humor and grace. However, beneath the surface, he suffered. The shattering experiences he had, by their magnitude, marked his character. His oath never to speak of them compounded his suffering. Having multiple traumas and having no one to share them with is a living hell. Think of that when we think of Larry. Triumph over great adversity and a heroic attitude toward death marked Lawrence Fox in his final months. He died here, in his hometown. We take consolation in having known the man. Renee Hackstetter, May 6, 2022.